Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
I know you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Kimmel. Yeah.
Ooh.
Say woo. Break it
we
up.
Share and care with love all through the land. Educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They
want it. We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, hello out there. It is Think, T-H-I-N-K, Thursday, and you're listening to Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan. We have some information for you today. You know, this is Earth Week, Earth Month. We have Stefan coming on with us. That is our planet pilot. And she's going to give you some information. But before we get started, let's give you a synopsis of the day. You know, there was a campus shutdown at UC Berkeley campus. People are going crazy out there, okay? I don't think that there was any shootings, but there were threats of shootings coming up. And, you know, the mask mandate confusion is in and out, off and on. Do what works for you. And, of course, for the travelers out there, the fees are going high, 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 and higher, okay? And lastly, let's send prayers to Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado. They're having high winds and fires. And you know us here in Southern California, we know what that can bring about. But this evening, we have some information coming to you from our planet pilot, Stefan. Okay, she's going to take away some of those myths and give information regarding eclipses and the Mercury retrograde. Want you to take your pens and papers out, open up your ears, sit back and relax and listen to this. You know, we are Earth here, and this is Earth Month. We're connected in with the universe, the planets and the stars out there. Stefan is an expert on doing birth charts. She knows what she's speaking of. And when you know as much as you can know about you, your birth chart is very, very important. And later on in the show, I'll have her give you information about that. Because when you can get that information, know who you are, what was happening when you were born, what those stars and planets were doing, we'll give you an idea of who you are, why you act like you act, and how to deal with other people. But before we get started, we're just going to play a little this for you, and then the planet pilot will come on and give you that information. Sit back and relax. Welcome in.
Many nights we prayed with no proof anyone could hear. In our hearts, a hope for song we bear.
Now we are not afraid, although we know there's much to fear. We were moving mountains long before we knew we could. Oh yeah, there can be miracles when you believe. Though hope is frail, it's hard to kill.
I want you to take note of that. Get those pens and pencils out. Open up your ears. Sit back and relax. Stefan, our pilot. Planetary pilot.
Hello.
Hello, Stefan.
Hello, Linda. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I always do this. Thank you. We know you're a busy lady out there. Come on and give us this information and educate us. We're open. I'm just going to say welcome in. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and be quiet over here.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you so much, Linda. Thank you. Well, I wanted to come on today because you know, I've been coming on giving my weekly horoscopes, and I enjoy doing it. It's actually the first time that I've ever had the opportunity to write horoscopes and share them with the collective. So I am very excited for this opportunity to do so. And when I was writing the horoscope on for Monday for this week, I realized we're going into eclipse season. And eclipse season means that we're going to have four different eclipse happenings in this year. So we're getting ready to start that. And the first one that we have coming is on April 30th. So we're going to have a solar eclipse, and it's going to be a partial eclipse. And the next one after that will be May 15th through the 16th, and it will be a lunar total eclipse. The one following after that will be October 25th, and that will be a solar partial eclipse. And then the one following after that is November 7th through the 8th, and that's a lunar total eclipse. So we have a very busy year, and this is not even including Mercury in retrograde, which happens 3 to 4 times a year. That's why we hear about it so often, even though all of the planets go into a period of retrograde, which I'll explain to you later. But first, we're getting ready to have this partial solar eclipse on the 30th, which is next week. And I wanted to explain a little bit to people if they don't know what an eclipse is. It's a solar eclipse is when the moon gets between the earth and the sun. And it casts, the moon casts a shadow over the earth. So this can only take place at the phase of a new moon. So we're going to have a new moon in the sign of Taurus. And then a lunar eclipse happens when the moon passes through the shadow of the earth, which can only occur during a full moon. So the next eclipse that we're having, which is May 15th through the 16th, will be a lunar eclipse because the moon will be a full moon in the sign of Scorpio, which is the opposite of Taurus. So anytime we have a new moon, we have it in the same sign that the sun is in. So since we are in Taurus season right now, we will have a new moon in Taurus, which new moons represent the time to manifest and pull in what it is that you want to receive. And then a full moon, which is on the opposite of Taurus, which will be in Scorpio, is the time for us to get rid of, give away anything that doesn't serve us. So we want to release during a full moon, and we want to pull in during a new moon. So since we're going to have this new moon in Taurus, well, what does Taurus represent? Taurus is a sign of that represents our five senses, and Taurus is ruled by Venus, and Venus is the planet of love, beauty, loving ourselves, loving others. It is relationships of all kinds. It is also a money planet, as even though Jupiter is a money planet as well, Venus is. And it is all about what our hearts desire, what we can enjoy in this lifetime, because it's a very, like Taurus itself is a very exquisite sign. So even though it's ruled by Venus, Venus rules two signs, which are Taurus and Libra. Now, we'll talk about Libra when Libra season comes. Right now, we're going to focus on Taurus. But Taurus itself is all about enjoying life, enjoying all the great food that is out there, enjoying the ability to make money and to bring in everything that you've ever wanted. If you've wanted a new house or a new car or anything that is materialistic, tangible, physical. And so this is the time to really focus on the physical qualities of everything that you can touch. But it's also the time to focus on your physical body, to take great care of your body, to nurture your body, to exercise. This is a time if you want any plastic surgeries done, you can do that. If you want any tattoos done, anything that has to do with what you want done for your physical self to make you presentable to the world and make you feel comfortable in your presentation. So the thing about having a solar eclipse, though, is that during that time of the solar eclipse, it's not going to be the time to manifest. So we want to manifest beforehand, because during the solar eclipse, we're going to get it's like a bolt of lightning. It's like a jolt of lightning or bolt. But it's like an electric surge that happens. So the energy is going to be very chaotic. It can be, and you might not feel the chaos right then and there, but the energy, I always like to leave everything up to like 3 days before, 3 days after, during that time period, or within 3 days is the strongest time. Even if we're having a new moon or a full moon, it's the day before the full moon, the day of the full moon, and the day after for full and new. And that's the most powerful time of any kind of transit that's happening. So the solar eclipse that's coming in the sign of Taurus means that, so while the solar eclipse is happening, we just want to just chill, lay back, not worry about anything. But the days leading up to it and after the eclipse, that's a time that we want to do our manifesting. So we want to take out a piece of paper and a pen and really write down what we want, focus on it, whatever type of prayer you have or spiritual practice that you have is the perfect time to do that. During the time of the eclipse, just kind of want to just relax, retreat, not do anything physical or tangible to make something come, because the energies are so strong, we could really end up causing more harm than good. We just want to just relax and and then we will see the fruits of our labor. So later we will see that. So during this period of time, but not during the actual eclipse, but during the period of time, we're going to think about our new beginnings. You know, since we are dealing with Taurus, we want to think about the new beginnings of life. Like, how do we want our life to look? We want to really pay attention to that and also be very patient with ourselves and with others. It's a time to call in a new life. So expect a lot of changes. Like I said, there's going to be a lot of chaos, so we could be disrupted out of whatever it is that we're in that doesn't serve us. And people always look at a disruption in our lives as a negative, but I don't. You always have to go through something in order to achieve what we really truly want. I mean, nobody likes to go through the process of the change, but when that change happens, we always, you know, breathe a sigh of relief once we've achieved what it is that, you know, our hearts do truly desire. But that process of going through that change can be very hard on us emotionally. So we want to really have some patience with ourselves and with the changes that are happening, because during an eclipse, it can happen abruptly. And so that's why we just, you know, if you could just chill and stay home if you can, that would be a great thing. If you can't and you have to go out of the house and you have to go to a job or whatever, you have to live your life. You cannot, even if I tell you during the horoscope, you know, on this particular day, you know, this day will be favorable for X, Y, and Z, that doesn't mean that if you have something else planned, not to do it or to cancel it. This, all this means is to be more cautious, because everyone has to live their lives. And I'll get more into that during the Mercury retrograde segment. But back to the Taurus eclipse season, this is going to be a good time for fertility if anyone wants to have a baby. If you do not have that as a plan for your life, then make sure that you use protection. And because it's a very fertile time, because it's solar eclipse, which is the sun, the moon is overpowering the sun. So at this moment, so that means fertility is going to be very strong, because the sun is masculine energy and the moon is feminine energy. So we're going to, and then even this doesn't only have to do with just having babies. You can be fertile with anything in your life. So this will be a great time to receive. Speaking of receiving, when someone wants to give you something, just say thank you. Because I see, you know, just in my lifetime, I have been this way when I was younger. You know, it took many life lessons for me to get to the point to where I just say thank you instead of say, oh, no, it's okay, or oh, you shouldn't have, or, you know, it's like if somebody wants to tell you, oh, you're so pretty, and then you feel the need to have to say, oh, you're pretty too. Just say thank you. It's okay. Just receive the compliments, receive the gifts, let people shower you with what, you know, with love, as long as it's positive. Just receive, and you can block anything that does not serve you. And so you can find yourself receiving a lot of, you know, maybe flowers out of the blue, or someone just, you know, opening up the door for you while you're entering a building, or, you know, or the you know, somebody saying, oh, can I put your groceries in the car? I mean, you definitely want to use discernment. But, you know, those are all great gifts that we can all receive. You can receive money out of the blue. You do not even know. You might have an inheritance coming that you didn't know, or It doesn't even have to be huge amounts of money. It could be anything. You could be walking on the street and find a $5 bill. I mean, or a penny. Let's be grateful for the pennies, you know. So, you know, the eclipse will definitely call in for surprises. And this is also a time where you want to really connect with your feminine energies because the moon will be extremely powerful and it's a new moon. You want to focus on the feminine side, and this does go for men as well. Everyone, no matter what gender you are, has a masculine and a feminine side. So we want to connect with the feminine side. So we want to be very nurturing. We want to be nurturing to ourselves first and then to others. We want to be in tune with our sexual side of ourselves as well, because Taurus rules the five senses. So this does have to do with our sexual side. Our personal power, you know, our majestic qualities, and we all have them. So if you don't feel a sense of empowerment, then this will be a great time for you to focus on becoming more confident within yourself, getting in tune with your magic, and, you know, and just growing your personal power. Am I forgetting anything? I do want to talk about what else is happening. So in the universe. So we have currently four planet stellium in the sign of Pisces, which the four planets are Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Neptune. So this is going to cause us to go deep within and be in tune with our higher selves, our spirituality, because Pisces is a very intuitive sign. It's the most intuitive sign. It's the 12th sign. So it's a very strong, it's already been through everything. Pisces is like the great, great grandpa. And it's water, so it's a very emotional sign. It's the wise one. It is going to be in alignment with the heavens and the angels. And so this will be a great time for us to focus on our spirituality. And because it's in these four planets, including Jupiter, which is the planet of luck and opportunity, we're going to be able to call in a lot of or just have lucky breaks. We can play the lottery, people. Please take a chance. This is a time of the year where it is a good thing to take a chance. I'm not a huge gambler, but I do believe that this is a time where we can take the chance on the lottery, and you know, great things can happen. Of course, it always depends on your personal birth chart, where your personal Jupiter lies, and of course Venus, Mars, and Neptune, where everything aligns in your personal birth chart. So it may affect one person one way, and it doesn't affect you that way. That is the way of individuality. So, but overall, collectively, this is a very lucky time. Go for what you want right now. This is a great time to do that. Just on that day of the eclipse, just don't do too much. Don't sign any contracts. Don't go after, you know, what you want. And if the opportunity presents itself for you, then really don't say, oh, no, the eclipse is happening, I can't do this, or it's Mercury's in retrograde, I can't do that. No. Don't do that. If the opportunity presents itself to you, to read thoroughly every bit of that contract, all the fine print, take it to an attorney, have them read it if you don't trust yourself, whatever you need to do before you sign. Because it, you could, months down the line, want to double back to that and say, gosh, you know, why did I do that? You just never know. That's why I say that everyone's chart, their own individual chart is very meaningful to what happens in each person's life. We should never compare ourselves to one another. We only compare ourselves to ourselves because nobody is the same, not even twins. So this is a great time if you want to indulge in expensive whatever it is, whatever you want that's expensive or luxurious. This is a good time to purchase or to indulge in great foods that, you know, if you wanted to go and try this new restaurant that you've been wanting to try, this will be a great time. You will have a great experience. So as far as the eclipse goes, I think that's everything. Linda, do you have any questions about this eclipse before I move on to Mercury in retrograde?
Well, I'm listening very closely here, and I wrote down May 15th through 16th. That is the new. Now, when we speak of the solar eclipse partially and the new, now these things that you're saying as far as, you know, the planets and Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Neptune, and how Pisces is moving out there, is this the time that we should, those of us who kind of understand our charts or who are learning about our charts, is this that day in May 15th through 16th, or does this move through April 30th on down to November 7th and 8th? So these things that are happening, I put a check mark by May 15th. So is this mm-hmm. the time that the new, that it's happening, right?
So we don't want to focus on May 15th yet. That's a different energy.
Okay.
That is
okay.
going to be a lunar total eclipse on May 15th
okay.
through 16th.
Okay.
So,
okay.
and that will be in Scorpio, which is a whole other energy.
Okay.
Right now, I'm just, yeah, because I just gave you the breakdown for the four eclipses that are going to happen this year, but each
uh-huh.
eclipse is a completely different energy. Okay.
Right
so the now,
one that's coming on
we're
the 30th.
Yes,
okay.
that's a solar
oh.
eclipse. It's a new moon in Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
So this
okay.
this new moon in Taurus will be more powerful than any other new moon. Let's put it like that.
Okay,
which is great because new moons are about pulling in something new, starting fresh. What do you want? What does your heart desire? Literally, it's about what, that's the question of the day right there. What does your heart desire? Focus on that.
Gotcha.
Now, okay, when it comes to people, like say for instance, if I'm saying, oh, my heart desires a particular person. Okay. I would not focus on that particular person because you just might get that person and you will not be happy with that person. You might be, you know, everyone is different. I don't know. But let's
yes.
not focus on a particular somebody. Let's focus on what are the qualities that you want in a person. If you
yes.
had to make someone from scratch that suits you perfectly, what is that? What does that look like? Because
mm-hmm.
we don't want to manifest someone in particular, and they might not want to be there, but they'll be
right.
there because you manifested them. Because people
you.
Don't understand how powerful they are.
Mm.
You could literally just focus on a person, and they will appear. People don't understand how powerful they are, but you might not be happy with that person. I mean, I will admit I have done it before. I know. And then I'm like, man, this was crazy. You know, I should not have done that,
okay.
you know? So we just want to focus on We just want to focus on what it is that our heart desires, and especially when it comes to materialistic things, because Taurus, it's pentacles. It's all about that money. It's all about all about the materialistic side, right? Where as if when we're talking about the Scorpio, that's a whole different type of energy. That's not physical, materialistic. That's more spiritual aspects. But I have to talk about that later. I don't want to confuse anyone. So right now we're just strictly focusing on the physical, tangible, materialistic qualities that we want. And you know, what it is that our heart desires. Yes. That was a great question, Linda, because I'm glad you asked that so I could clarify that.
Well, you know, I'm over here listening very closely, and of course I'll go back through it. When you're speaking, I have persons to, you know, get out their pencils and pads, but also go back and re-listen because the shows do archive. And hopefully most of us cannot do shorthand, but those of us who can do shorthand get busy, okay, because this information is vital and it's helpful for you to go through. So I read more about the eclipse. I had a caller and left a question, and that was the question that she answered. What is the eclipse? What is Mercury retrograde? What is this about? So I see that her question is being answered, and so is mine.
Yes.
Okay, that's why I'm dating down. So no, that's it for me. That's it for me.
That's beautiful. So, okay, wonderful. So let's go on to Mercury retrograde then, since you brought it up, Linda.
Yes.
And I would like to dispel the myth. Everyone is always so fearful of Mercury. It's like a dun 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 dun. You know, that's the way it's like Mercury retrograde. Ah, no. Come on, you guys. This is a beautiful time that we're going to enter. Mercury retrograde is awesome. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm glad that I'm able to share my perspective. So before I do that, though, let me explain to you what Mercury retrograde is. Now, what happens physically to the planet Mercury? Well, Mercury is the planet that's closest to the sun. So it is... It's closest to us. We're going to get, you know, a very powerful effect from Mercury, and Mercury rules communication. It is how we communicate with one another, how we communicate with ourselves, how do we listen, how do we travel. It also rules media, technology, and it's the messenger. So I like to look at Mercury as a messenger of the sun, because the sun is the all-knowing, the identity, the self, and Mercury is the messenger of the sun. That's the way I like to look at Mercury.
Okay.
So we can explain, you know, to others about ourselves. That is Mercurian energy. And so the thing about Mercury is that it goes through a certain transit. So what it does is Mercury is going direct. Okay, it's the fastest planet. Let's say that. I mean, the moon is fast too, because the moon goes through its phases fast. But as far as like the planets, Mercury is the fastest planet, and Mercury is going to go direct. Okay, it goes and it goes and it goes. It's at a green light. Okay, and then it comes to a point to where it sees a yellow light. Let's say that, and it starts to slow down, and then. So this is the shadow period, we call that yellow light where it starts to slow. Like, just say, for instance, you're driving in your car and you're driving, you're going direct, forward, right? That's the green light. And then you start to slow down because you see that yellow light coming. That's the shadow period. And then you come to a red light where you stop. Mm-hmm. So this is how Mercury works. But then it decides, well, I've gone direct for so long, so let me make a U-turn. Okay? So it makes a U-turn, and then it's slowly building its pace back up. So now it's like it makes that U-turn, and it's slowly, gradually going, and then it has to go in the other direction. And then it decides, let me slow down a little bit and make another U-turn, and then it comes back direct. So that's how Mercury goes. So Mercury is going, it slows down, it turns around, and then it goes, it slows down, and it turns back around, and it goes forward. During the time that it made that, after that first initial U-turn, that is the retrograde period. Okay. So it's going, they want to say backward, but it takes a U-turn, and it just goes in another direction, but it's on the same path. Okay. It's on the same path. But what it's doing is once it goes into retrograde, once it starts to double back, it goes through a period of review, reaffirm, reassess, recalibrate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is what Mercury retrograde is. It is reviewing, what did I just do for these past few months? It needs to come back so it can see that, okay, did I cross all my T's and dot my I's? Is there anything that I didn't take care of these past 3 months that I need to take care of now? Is there a bill that needs to be paid? Is there a ticket that needs to be paid? Is there anything that I could have overlooked, missed? Is there an opportunity that I didn't take that may present itself again that I might want to jump on? I mean, the possibilities are endless, but it is literally a period of review. But the thing about Mercury in retrograde is that during that time of review, we want to make sure that we always keep in mind, why didn't we do this in the first place? So let's say, for instance, we always want to say exes come back during Mercury retrograde. It is a time for all of your exes to show up and come back, and you might get excited. You might not get excited. You might be like, God, why are they bothering me? You know, why don't they just leave me alone? Well, let's think about, why is it that they're your ex in the first place? What happened to make them your ex? What happened to make you not want to speak to them anymore? Mm-hmm. We want to always keep that in mind, because if we decide that we go back to that, if it's toxic, if we go back to that, trust and believe, once Mercury goes back on its direct path, you're going to feel like, why did I do that? Why did I give that person a second chance? Why? Mm-hmm. Well, of course, there's always lessons in everything. So we're always going to make sure that we see the lessons in everything that we do. And even if we take somebody back, we can't be hard on ourselves. We just have to understand, why is it that we did that once it doesn't work again? Because most likely it's not going to last. If you do whatever it is that you're going to do during a retrograde, even if you buy a car or buy a house, if we're already in the retrograde period and you purchase that car, there is a good chance that car is not going to last. But if you've already been looking at the car before Mercury went into retrograde, and it just so happens that this is the opportunity that you have to purchase it, but you've already had that in the mix beforehand, then I would take time to reassess, read everything within that time, because I'm not telling people to just pass up on the opportunity, but you have to use your own discernment, your own intuition. If it's happening before it even goes into shadow, into the shadow period, which I think I have written down when, yes, I do. So the pre-shadow period that we're getting ready to start is April 26th. So that's next Tuesday. Next Tuesday, April 26th, Mercury goes into the pre-shadow, and it's in Taurus, okay? So then, is Mercury in Taurus? Mercury is in Taurus. Wait, I want to make sure, because I know that I have it written down. Let me check my notes. Where did I write that? Okay, here we go. In Taurus, we have the North Node, which I would have to explain. Your North Node is the destiny. It's where you're heading. The South Node is your past. North Node is in Taurus. The Sun is in Taurus, which is yourself, your identity. Mercury is in Taurus, yes, which is the communication. And then Uranus is in Taurus, which is your future. So we have all those planets, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Neptune are all in Pisces. And then the North Node, the Sun, Mercury, and Uranus are all in Taurus. My goodness, there's a lot of energy for one particular sign to hold. So okay. We have Pisces, ruling the intuition and our higher selves and the spiritual realms and the angels and our ancestors and, our deities and everyone working for us. And then we have, so they're all on the other side working for us so that we can have everything our heart desires, because then we have our North Node, which is our destiny. The North Node is in Taurus. So right now is a great time to make money just for the simple fact that the North Node is in Taurus. And then we have Mercury, which is our communication, is in Taurus. So we could have, during this Mercury retrograde, we can have a difficult time expressing ourselves, or our expressions may be on a slower pace. We could have, we could express ourselves, in a unhealthy materialistic way. So we need to watch how we spend our money, not to purchase everything that we see, even though, yes, it's a favorable time to have what our heart desires, but we also want to be, use our own intelligence and not get ourselves, in a pickle. So we want to make sure that we watch out for that. Uranus, which is our futuristic thinking, what we want, how we want to be innovative, and what do we want to invent for our life? Uranus it is a very deep planet, which it rules Aquarius, Aquarius is a humanitarian sign, but Aquarius at this time will be in Saturn. So Saturn will be in Aquarius, let me put it that way. So Saturn is the planet of discipline, and so what we can see happening, if I'm looking at the chart of the universe, what's happening now is, because we have a lot of wars, we're in the age of Aquarius. It's a time for change. We have all these planets in Pisces, and then we have all these planets in Taurus as well, which Taurus is the bull. Taurus is a natural fighting sign. So we have a lot of wars going on. But the thing about these wars, as horrible as they are, it's happening for a reason. It's happening to create the change that Pisces is looking for and Aquarius is looking for. So Pisces and Aquarius, they're right next to each other, the 11th and the 12th sign. Aquarius is the 11th, Pisces is the 12th sign. So they're very developed signs. Taurus, not so developed on the maturity level because it is a second sign. And so the maturity level of a Taurus is not on the high spectrum. But we have Aquarius, which is Saturn, which is in Aquarius, and Saturn is the planet of discipline, structure, and it's in the sign of Aquarius, which is in its own rulership, because Aquarius has two rulerships. Aquarius has Uranus and Saturn. So it's a very, very potent energy. And I know this could be a little confusing, and I'm used to it. So, you know, but for those who aren't used to what I'm saying, just look at it like this. Right now is going to be a time where we have a lot of wars that are going to, as horrible as it is and as many people as we're losing and whole nations are being crushed and destroyed, and it's a horrible time. This is actually going to be the fuel for the change of the world. Unfortunately, this is what it's going to take to change the world. But we always talk about world peace and how we want that. Well, this is going to be the fuel to change all the negative things that are happening in the world so that we can achieve that type of peace that we are all yearning for. And so globally, we're going to go through a lot of destruction. It is in the planets. It's in the stars. But we have, you know, some time. I personally think it's going to be within the next 200 years. We won't see it in our lifetime. There will be some time that's going to go to create that change. So we're in this time period right now where the change has literally just started. And so now we have to break everything down before we can build everything up. That is not to excuse anyone's evil ways.
Right.
But right. It's just an understanding of it. Okay. So, and I could go deeper, but I'm not going to. But what we need to look for in this particular Mercury retrograde is what we need to really focus on is how we treat one another. How do we treat our family? How do we treat our neighbors? How do we treat our friends, our loved ones, people that we're in relationships with, the people that we're closest to? And we want to be able to give to ourselves as much as possible. If anyone has any guilty feelings about giving to yourself, I would work my hardest on eradicating those feelings because we deserve it, period. So we want to just give to ourselves. If you haven't, if you've been giving to everyone else and not replenishing yourself, this is the time to really, really, really go back, reassess why it is, because you always got to work from the root. Why it is that we're like that in the first place? Why do we give to other people? We don't give to ourselves. Why? Do we think that we're not deserving? Do we think that we could, because really it could be the way we were raised. People can be raised to feel that it's not a good thing to give to ourselves, that we're supposed to just be of service all the time. Well, we need to be of service to ourselves first.
I'm an agreement
with that. Say that again, Linda. Say that again.
I am in agreement with that, okay? Yeah, so
right.
When you say give to yourself, I'm a giver. And I love giving gifts. When I can, I like to see people happy. I know it makes them happy, but I didn't have to wait for the Mercury to get into its shadow. If I go and make a purchase of something, I'm always going to give what I like, you know, or what I think the nice, if I can. Otherwise, I won't give. But I tell you, if I like it and they don't have but one, guess who's not going to get that gift? The person that I was going to get it for, I'm taking that gift. And I'll find them something else, because that's just the way it goes. I used to. I had a friend to tell me one time, "Oh, Linda, that's a nice little evening bag. Well, keep that one for yourself." But, you know, don't. And I had to stop and think. And since that dialogue, and that was years ago, I haven't had a problem with it. So when I go shopping, they know they need to have two. Otherwise, we're going to have to go look at another item, because I'm taking this one, okay, me first, okay, because it caught my eye, and I liked it, and if I like it, I hopefully that you'll like it, but if it's only one, you're not going to get it. I'm getting back, so I won't have any problems with that when the shadow is hitting. I'm just going back through the four R's as I circle the review, the reaffirm, the reassess, the recalibrate. I like that.
Yes.
I talk a lot about
to do things differently.
Yeah, to reassess it. And as you were explaining to me earlier, you know, because I, too, am learning, and I just want to say, listeners, I hope that you're getting this, but you're not going to really, really understand it, and really you're hearing the words now, but it's vital that you get your birth chart done. You need to know what was happening when you came here, because what you came here, and at the time that you came, and I cannot put it in Stefan's words because she's the pilot, has a lot to do with what you're going through now and what you will go through. So some
it has everything to do with it.
Yes, your whole life will change. I'm learning. I want to share and care with you guys. That's why our pilot is here, because when I reach out for the best, okay? It is a lot of people out there that can tell you about the stars and the moon and the horoscopes, but Stefan is here with us because she brings factual and relatable information, because some of this stuff goes very, very deep. Some of this stuff, the meaning, you hear it, but you don't know it. We know about the eclipse. We hear it, oh, it's going to be an eclipse tonight. We didn't know it was four different types or however many it was. We just hear the word eclipse, and we go look at it and want to see it and don't even know what you're looking at. Well, Stefan, our pilot, is here to give you this information, to show the importance that everything, and I mean everything, starts with you. Everything, it starts with you. So the more you learn about you, the better, the many answers, and the better off you're going to be. And I know I have a lot of personalities over here, and most of you know I always talk about my 52 personalities. Well, Stefan is helping me figure out if I got them in the right category, you know, because I category them right, but there's a reason for
that.
Well,
I will say that your Mercury is very strong. You have a very strong Mercury placement. Can I share with what with the world? What
bit?
You're just your Mercury. We're only just going to talk about the Mercury. Okay, because since we're on Mercury retrograde. Well, your Mercury is in Virgo, which is Mercury rules two signs. It is Virgo and Gemini, or I should say Gemini and Virgo. And Virgo rules the mind. So Virgo is a they're both very intellectual signs, Gemini and Virgo. But Virgo rules the mind. Gemini is intellectual socially. And so, you know, I always say, you know, there are so many rappers that are Geminis. Oh my gosh, you just don't even know. But as far as how this can affect you personally, during the Mercury retrograde, since it can rule your mind, or it does rule the mind, and it also, so it's a very scholastic sign. So you could get tongue-tied, or you could read something and have to read it maybe two or three times in order to really get the understanding of it. During this time, you could feel like you have a brain fog. And whereas if normally when Mercury is direct, you're on it. You're sharp, you know, because you're going to be, you have your Mercury in Virgo, you're very sharp. And this can cause you to have a smart ass mouth. Let's say that.
Mercury in Virgo,
they got a quick tongue. but it also will make you go to school and get degree after degree after degree. Oh my goodness, Mercury in Virgo will make you have the highest level of education and understand things in a very it could be very pompous. Mercury and Virgo, it's like the elitist, you know, but during the Mercury retrograde, it could cause you to just like maybe get a little unsure of the way you're thinking, or just to actually like assess, you know, how you have been thinking, which is always great for everyone to assess themselves, you know.
Yes.
It could also cause, like, if you have any issues with the radio show, just make sure that you just take your time, because Mercury rules, what's the word I'm looking for? Technology. Mercury
yes.
rules technology. So it could cause, you know, a little bit of a hiccup every now and then. So just what you do is, instead of getting super stressed, we just want this to happen right now. You know, God dang it, why can't you just work? You know, you know, instead of getting flustered, you know, you just want to, you know, take a time and really center yourself and breathe deep and, you know, focus on your solar plexus chakra. And which is like where your diaphragm is, and that's where your confidence lies, and connect that with your third eye, which is your intuition and your crown chakra. And you just want to, you know, just like align yourself and sense yourself and take a moment and then come back to it and take your time, because Mercury is a fast paced sign. So everything is quick, 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 quick. But when you're in retrograde, when Mercury is in retrograde, you're going to still want to go quick, because it can cause people to feel like they have ADHD and, you know, like all these, you know, frantic anxiety feelings are going to come out, you know, for sure. So we really want to do the opposite of that. We don't want to feed into that, because it's not healthy for us. It's like we don't want to go into a nervous system overload. We really want to just like calm ourselves, especially in Taurus. Taurus is a very calm, stable energy. So we want to connect with that energy, and it could cause us not to feel so calm and stable. You know, people always say, oh, I feel like I'm going crazy. Well, then just breathe and relax. Calm yourself down. It will be up to you.
It's up to me now. Mercury in Virgo, right? And my Mercury, okay. Mercury is in Virgo.
Virgo and Taurus are both earth signs. Virgo, Taurus, and Capricorn are all earth signs. So that's the element that it is. There's three signs per element. Okay. So that's a very stable energy. It can be very, you could be hard-headed, because Taurus is a fixed sign. So it's fixed. It is, I'm only going to move when I want to move. You know, you cannot push someone to do something when they have those placements. They're not going to do it. See, and that's another thing that people have to understand, is what is the energy behind each one of these signs? Because if you have that Mercury in Virgo, you're going to naturally have a quick-witted mind, quick-witted tongue. You're going to naturally be very, just smart, and think that you're smarter than the rest, because that is the way Virgos are. They just are. If you have a heavy Virgo placement and it's strong, Virgos think that they're smarter than. That's just the way it is. Now, it's whether, you know, are you going to act on that, or are you just going to know it within? you know, yeah, there's a difference.
That's a good way to put it, because I guess I go to reverse on that, because my analogy is you can learn from a baby. So, you know,
yes.
If I would go in my classrooms and, you know, you're sitting in front of these professors and they like pumping it to you, right? And you're not 20, so that means you've already read that chapter 6 times and try to figure out what you're going to talk about in that, you know, when you have to make your presentation. Because when you're past 20, you sometimes have to read 4 or 5 times, I guess, going setting up. But I would have classmates and they would be, you know, arguing with, or if there was something that I disagreed with that was not clear, okay, we had to talk about it, clear it up. I need some clearance here because I don't want to leave out here scratching my ear trying to figure out what's on your brain. So tell me what you're looking for, okay, and I'll get it to you.
Absolutely.
But I would tell my classmates, they would say, well, Linda, you asked her that question and blah, 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 blah. I said, yeah, because I want to know. Because if I knew everything, I would be standing up there and she would be sitting in this seat. You see, I do the reverse. So my thing is just I know from a baby. So you already know what your brain power is. You already know that. It's been given to you, and especially when it's been, my mother was a brilliant woman. She was brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay. Very quick, very humble, but brilliant. So when I would go get ready to take exams or whatever, she's no longer here in the physical. I'd say, okay, girl, give it to me. Let's go take this exam. And I would sit down and my hand would just move. And I would finish my exam. We might have 30 minutes to do it or an hour. I would be done in 20 minutes because I don't like to take exams. So I would hit it quick and get it out the way.
Mercury and Virgo.
Oh, yeah, I would hit it quick. I'm not going to bother with this, and I'm not going back and change crap, okay? Every exam that I completed, I went for my real estate exam, and when I go take tests, I get a suit and I hang it on the door and say, that's my going to take the real estate. You know, I always set the path, right? Give me something to work for. So I went in to take
my
test.
Which is a Virgo quality. Real estate is Virgo. Go ahead.
Yep. I went to take my test, and I went in, and I got up, and I left. And the lady said, you're finished already? And I said, well, yes, you know what you know, and what you don't, you leave it alone. I was done in 20 minutes. I was done. Because number one is to answer it. You need to know it. Don't sit up here and think about it. If you've done and studied in the manner and grasped everything, you go in there and you get up and you leave. Don't go back and change anything. And I sometimes would surprise myself. So I would contribute it to my mother, but that's that Mercury movement and that quick. Oh, and I'm quick with it. Don't come to me. Because you're not going to have a win. You won't win. And I don't know if that's a good quality or a bad quality. I've learned how to do it with a velvet panel,
there is no good or bad. There is no good or bad. It is who you are. So it's great.
That's
a great quality to have, because you know why? It's yours.
That's it.
Because with you, you have a Mercury in Virgo. You're going to be quick-witted. That's great. It's just about having balance with that.
Yeah, that you're here with this, Stefan. We love having you come on because you're good at what you do. And there's many out there.
Thank you.
And there's many persons out there that I'm reading, and they're like giving all this information. And when you get through reading it, you get a headache because they haven't told you anything. I want you with us so that you can come with the facts. And it's relatable, and that's what we give here, and that's what you give the listeners. Mm-hmm. You know your stuff. I'm going to say it again. Unless you're wrapping it up, everything starts with you. And the chart, that birth chart is very important. It's important for your life, okay, really. And it's not an easy thing to do, and you have to deal with a knowledgeable person that can bring you the relatable facts so that you can wrap it around your head, because we hear about it, and it's been with us all our lives. We know we're part of the universe. We know about the planets and the stars out there, but do we know how they really process? and what's happening when they're going through those processes. I hear Mercury retrograde all the time. Well, what is that? Oh, Mercury's in retrograde. I'm like, well, what does that mean? Okay, now we're learning what that really means. And to get to that yellow light, no matter which direction it's going to go to, whether it's moving forward or if it's going backwards, you're still going to hit that shadow. That shadow is your midpoint there before it kicks off and take again. I love stars and persons say, well, you know, I think, Linda, they're trying to bust your bubble. I say, well, one thing about my bubble, I said it don't move. It's not filled with air. It's not filled with air. It's filled with helium. So it's not going to work. My friend called me supernova. And I said, well, what is a supernova? A supernova will burn in the universe for billions of years and will burn itself out and reignite again. Okay? Because that supernova is out there traveling, and it's going through those four auras of reviewing, assessing, calibrating, and I say regenerating again. So I kind of like whenever
I do. And reaffirming.
Yes, reaffirming my drop points. Okay, and I'm not going to be hollering about my, but sometimes people need to know about my, and that's why we're here to care and share, because if it's others out there move that want to know why you're doing what you're doing and why you're moving the way you're moving, talk with Stefan. Stefan, before you go, I don't know if you're closing, you have to give us information so one can contact you, because this is serious business.
Yes, yes. You can always email me at stefanstone16@gmail.com. It's S-T-E, F as in Frank, F as in Frank, A, N as in Nancy, 16@gmail.com. Or you can go follow me on Instagram at stefanstone, S-T-E-F-F-A-N-S-T-O-N-E-S. And I have a crystal jewelry business. So since we're in Taurus season, this is a really great time to purchase crystals, whether you're purchasing them from me or from anyone. It doesn't matter. Crystals are of the earth. They are a tool that has been given to us, provided by Mother Gaia, which I call Earth is Mother Gaia. That's what I call her. And she has provided us with these tools so that we can heal ourselves, elevate ourselves, connect with our higher selves, with our third eye. Crystals are one of the best tools that anyone can have. And they're great for us in this lifetime. After we've transitioned on, the power of the crystals will continue to stay with us. It is a very, very wonderful gift. So I make crystal jewelry. I make jewelry out of crystal beads, and some of them are just only the beads, which I call the chains. And then a lot of them I will have crystals that I macrame and add to the chain. So I have crystals of all sizes. I have all different types of crystals. And if there's anything that I don't have, because I don't have everything posted on social media, it's one thing that is not my strong suit. So just look at my page. Don't take it for that's all she has. No, I have so much jewelry made. I'm also going to be on the 30th, on the day of the solar eclipse, we are having Stephanie, right, is having a – both Stephanies, they're having an event, the Mindful – not Mindful. Excuse
Spring
me, I don't have the information.
Spring into wellness.
The wellness, that's what I want to say.
Yes.
I'm so bad I don't have the – information
okay.
on me. I have to search in my phone. Thank you, because I'll be there. I'm going to be selling my crystal jewelry there so everyone can see it in person. And then I'm also going to be doing oracle readings. If anyone, I'm a tarot reader as well. So
okay.
I'm not going to do a full on read, because that's going to take a lot of time, a lot of energy. You can book me for that if you want that. But I'm just going to do some oracle readings. I have a certain way that I'm going to do it. When you come, I'll tell you, you know, what the price is and, you know, how I'm just going to have, like, a lot of different decks that I'm going to position, and then I'm going to say, choose three decks. And then without touching them, because my energy is on them, nobody should ever touch your tarot decks or your crystals. That is your own personal energy. When people walk up to you and they say, oh, that's so pretty, you have on a piece of jewelry, and they want to reach their hand out, you better catch them before they do, and protect your crystals. Mm-hmm. Don't ever let anyone touch them. They can look with their eyes, not with their hands. And so that's very serious, because they can transfer energy. They can transfer their energy onto your energy. They could also be taking your great energy that you worked so hard on elevating, your own energy, and they can be energy vampires and take that from you. You know, these spiritual tools are very, very serious. And so anyway, I'm going to be doing, you know, oracle readings and have my crystal jewelry there. So everyone come through. It's from 11:11 to 4:44. I think that's correct. PM on April 30th. And do you have the flyer out? Do you have the address?
I don't have the flyer out. Stephanie was on Tuesday, and she shared that information, but she also gave a number. But I'll be posting it out, because we have a few days here, and I'll be speaking on it, you know, every show. To get involved, because it is a community. Then it is about wellness, and the ladies and the persons that are going to be there, all about wellness. And we've been cooped away, and I know that they'll do it in a safe manner, and it's going to be great energy out there. It's going to be it's going to be a good outing, okay? And it will be out in the open. So it's something
it is out
that
in the open. I've been to the place. Yes.
Yes, it's out and open. It's something that you want to check out, and I don't know the complete setup, but I did not know that that was on the solar eclipse day, so now we know, okay? And then I know what to do the day before, okay? Because if you step on, you're educating us here, and that's what it's all about. It's new beginnings, and I'm a firm believer of how you said it has to break down before it rebuilds again, because my specialty is change management. That's what I pride myself on when I deal with organizations and groups. And in order to go in there and make that change, you have to do some breaking down. You make friends and you lose friends. You lose more friends than you make, but that's the general idea, is to get it where everyone can come and come in together. So it's always hard to make change. And no one wants to change. And with all of these global activities going on and all these events that we're happening here, it's the universe at work. But if you understand those planets and at the time to do what you need to do, especially for you, it's going to make a better life for you. And we all have our belief systems, whatever it might be. I say some people read the Bible, some people write in the sand, some people do crystals, some people can't.
It doesn't
even
matter, whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever your spiritual thing is, it's all out there in the universe. And we are part of this mighty universe, and we're all energy. And I am so glad that you said, do not let anyone come and put their hands on your jewelry. You can't do that. You know, people want to touch and they want to rub. No, excuse me, just back up. You know, just go with the COVID rules. Sit back and stand and gaze at it. And on that note, I'm going to wrap it up. And what would you like to tell us before you leave off? We've talked about everything. We know you're coming back from a weekly horoscope. So now, listeners, you get a chance to see who's been giving you that information. This is a very, very, very skilled, talented, creative person. That's why she is our pilot. So you might as well get on this spaceship and travel through the planet with us.
Get on board.
Out there on it, and we're going to bring it to you. We're going to share and care.
For those of you who want to be real, you know, want the intellectual side, I guess you'll have to go. It's an academic journal, but we're going to bring this to you in the real. We're going to bring the facts to you, and we're going to make it relatable. And, Pilot, we appreciate riding with you today. Thank you for carrying us through the universe, letting us know what to expect. And there's more to come out there. There's more to come. So we want to keep you
up. Oh, yeah.
Want you to be aware, yes, observant, be safe, but most of all, stay woke. And on that note, Stefan, what would you like to give us, a word or a one,
yeah,
a series or a symbol or something?
Yes, I really want to reiterate how everyone, I just want everyone to stay calm, review, reaffirm, reassess, recalibrate. Write out your intentions. This is the time to do so. And lead with love, love for yourself and love for others. That is the biggest, the most powerful energy on this planet is love. Your heart chakra is the most powerful way to live. And on that note, I would like to count down, T minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Love all through the land. We had educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Be chill, showing others how to live.